Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Webster reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunter moves to second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Kubiak moves to third. Donaldson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. Donaldson scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-2 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Webster moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Webster trying to get to home. Barry throws the ball into Martin, who tags Webster, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Munday moves to third. Gosger moves to second. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Munday scores. Gosger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hunter strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bob Locker. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Webster strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.